want to show you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a girl?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm about to f*** this
up. Greek, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
And guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
That's right. It's Wednesday, middle of the work week.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
Oh, no. I'm over here signing up for this boxing thing, but I keep on messing it up.
Right. Oh. Well, today is Wednesday, the after storm, which wasn't really a storm. They expected anywhere from
it was like a storm.
12 to 15 inches. It was supposed to be like a huge storm, and everything was supposed to be shut down. We got about 6 inches in some areas. Some areas maybe got 12 in New Jersey. Now, my kids don't have school today. School is off for them as well. They're just saying it's too cold and the ground is too wet. It'll be a lot of black ice. So to make sure that the kids are safe for school, they just shut down the school today. So the kids are off again today. But it wasn't as bad as I expected. I thought it was going to be a lot worse. It was pretty nasty, but I thought it was going to be, like, really, really city shut down, nowhere to go, but it wasn't that bad.
Well, there were a lot of things that were closed yesterday.
Everything was closed on the East Coast.
My flight was canceled. Actually, I'm supposed to be in Austin, Texas right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they rescheduled my flight for, I think it was, like, 8 o'clock this morning, and then I had a layover. Couldn't get a direct flight. And the event I'm supposed to be at, I'm supposed to be speaking on this panel at 2 p.m. at South by Southwest. I wouldn't have landed until 1:15.
Oh, you'd have made it.
Maybe it would have been delayed. Then I would have had to get there. I don't know if I would have. It kind of felt a little close. And then I would have to catch a 7 p.m. flight back.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
And I would have missed the show this morning.
Yeah, that wouldn't have made any sense.
So I was going to do the show from Austin this morning. But, yeah.
Now, you know, that was the first time I went to Austin this weekend. And I didn't know how beautiful Austin was. I'd never been there. I didn't know what Austin was. We flew in there. I didn't really get a chance to experience it. Usually I land, I'm there for like an hour DJing and get right the F back out, but Austin's real beautiful.
It is.
I was there this week for Tech Week, where talk about all the things that's going in tech. There were so many people that want to invest. I met this guy. His name is Gerard Adams. I believe that's his name. He's from Newark, New Jersey.
Well, good for you.
He invented a site called, is it Elite Daily or Daily Elite? And he sold the company for $50 million from Newark, New Jersey. And then instead of leaving Newark, he actually moved to Newark and wants to build up Newark. So I thought that was pretty dope. He came from Newark. I think his mom worked at the supermarket. It was dope. I just want to shout him out. I'm going to try to get him up on the show. He was very inspirational talking to him and
what
he was doing.
Newark is a great place to invest right now.
Absolutely.
They have all these new hotels, all these new companies coming there. So wouldn't it be a bad idea?
Yeah, but the fact that he made $50 million and decided to stay and say, you know what, I want to build up where I'm from was just dope to me. So anyway, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we talking about?
Oh, and shout out to Tamika's that's listening. They want to hear you hi yesterday again. Okay, Tamika said she listened over and over again.
She missed the experience. It's over.
To you being hi. I promised her we would get it on for her again this morning because she thought it was so funny.
Yeah, she missed it.
She thought it was hilarious, and she bookmarked it. She said, I listened to the podcast. It starts at 27 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, boy.
All right, so we'll talk about front page news. Now, this was disturbing yesterday. This woman goes to the hair store in Charlotte and gets accused of stealing. But it doesn't stop there. We'll tell you what happened. The Nation of Islam got involved.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Get your ass up. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Before we do that, tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, you're happy, you're excited, maybe it's your birthday, maybe you just had a newborn, maybe you just got a new job, maybe things are going in your direction, call us up right now. Phone lines are open, 800-585-1051. Now, front page news. Let's talk about Donald Trump's taxes. I've seen that all over the place.
Right. And so, basically, these are his income taxes from 2005 that they managed to get a hold of, Rachel Maddow. And
2005?
Yeah, his 2005 taxes.
Oh, my goodness.
He reported a business loss of $103 million that year, even though the documents don't detail exactly what happened. The documents show that he earned $153 million and paid $36.5 million in income taxes. That's about 25%. which is pretty low.
Yeah, it's very low. Well, why do we care about taxes? This is the only taxes we could get, 2005?
That's it. Somehow ended up in a journalist's mailbox, and that's how she got a hold of it. But those are the only taxes we've ever been privy to. Every other president before that has released their taxes, show that they paid in accordance with the law. But Donald Trump has never done that before. And according to the White House, they did release a statement saying that he has paid what he owes, basically.
He didn't. That was the only statement that they made. He didn't say anything about that.
He had a responsibility to pay no more tax than legally required. And, you know, his tax history has been under scrutiny ever since he started campaigning. People demanded to see his documents. Mm-hmm. Every single president from the last 40 years has released theirs during their campaigns, and Donald Trump's the only one who has never done that.
Now, let's talk about what happened with this store owner and this lady allegedly stealing something. What happened?
Yeah, so I'm still trying to get all the details. Now, I did at first see the video mm-hmm. of the store owner, Sung Ho Lim. This is in West Charlotte in a beauty supply store. He owns the store, and it's called Misha Beauty.
Uh-huh.
Now, he said that the woman who is in the video, she has not been identified, was caught stealing, and you can hear the woman saying, "Check my bag. I don't have anything." Here's some of what happened.
I'm a female.
Are you serious?
Yes,
no, I did not.
You hit me?
Oh, you're getting a whole
off me.
Get the off me.
Now, there was two people on that woman.
It was the man. It was a store owner. And right. They get into a little shoving match. You can see that on the footage.
Mm-hmm.
Then, at one point, he kicks her. She knocks her to the ground, puts her in a chokehold. He's choking her. And that's when another woman comes and is, like, grabbing her by the arm. But at first, it was just the two of them. And he has her on the ground. He has her in a chokehold.
So,
and it looked like she couldn't breathe. And look, even if she stole something, this is ridiculous. Like, and it's some lashes or something like that. Now, she said, you know, another woman that was there said that she buys from there 3 times a week. She won't be there anymore after seeing this video. And actually, the Nation of Islam showed up as well. Here's how that went down.
Sorry is not hard to say. Okay, our request is 24 hours. But do know that the longer that you wait, the longer your store will be financially challenged. That's why. So it's on you all. No matter, y'all can wait. You wait a month. But do know that people will be out here demonstrating. Did you see the riots in Charlotte like that? The way you choked that sister, you don't know Eric Garner in New York City. Remember the man? He was, you know, selling some cigarettes and got choked to death? Remember him? So that you just resurrected something here in Charlotte.
I applaud the Nation of Islam for doing that, man.
Peacefully coming into the store.
Absolutely.
Peacefully protesting. A lot of people won't be patronizing this store anymore. They wanted an apology. Now, he has since apologized and met with protesters. The store owner said, "I don't know what just happened. I went crazy. No matter what the reason, I feel very sorry to her and to them."
No, I applaud that. We need to do more things like that. I mean, to stand up for that sister. I don't know if she stole those eyelashes or not, but the way she was treated, she looked like a dog. The way they just threw her on the floor.
He could have killed her.
And choked her.
The way he was choking her, she could have not been able to breathe.
She could have had a heart attack. She should have had a heart attack, and I applaud the Nation of Islam for doing that, because what they did was they stood up for that young lady, made sure that nobody was going to go in there and shop, and they should continue to do that. There is no way to treat anybody. I don't care if they stole, what, $5? How much eyelashes?
I think they're like $11.
$11 eyelashes. You're going to throw that woman on the floor where she could have possibly hit her head and died?
Yeah, they're saying the ones that he accused her were like $11. And she might not even have stolen anything. There was nothing in her bag, according to reports.
And they didn't find anything on her.
Mm-mm.
They need to whoop his ass. All right. Well, that's front page news. That is so oh, my gosh, that's disgusting. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night. Maybe you had a bad morning. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you're mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Raquel.
Hey, Raquel. Tell them why you're mad.
I'm so very upset because my job called me into work today on my day off. My plans this morning were to sit in Starbucks and come up with some business plans, some plans to get rich. I do not want to work for anybody. Like, I'm out here trying to get it. But my job called me into work today. And first of all, they don't pay me enough to tolerate their shit.
Hey.
Secondly, excuse my language. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I just don't want to work for anybody. I'm so over it. Grinding just to make somebody else rich, just to put money in their pockets. Like, to just to struggle to climb the ladder of success, basically.
Well, you got to use their money to invest in your dreams. You got to use their money to invest in your dreams, mama.
Definitely. It's putting me through college right now, but they're not paying me enough. By the time I'm done with school, I'm going to have like $60,000 in loans. I'm going for my master's right now.
Well, you keep saving, you keep grinding, you get there.
And let me tell you something, you take those loans, because actually having loans is what helped me establish my credit that I have. I just paid them on time every single month, and that's why I actually ended up having good credit.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Sean.
Sean, why you mad, bro?
Hey, I'm down here in Norfolk, Virginia, yo. I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay.
But I work over nighttime, and this wind is mad disrespectful. The weather's been disrespectful for the last 2 days, for real. Like,
well, seven,
the rain all night.
But y'all get a little rain, 7.57, maybe snow once in the blue. Yesterday, we got about 14 inches.
I'm used to the snow, and I'm used to the rain and all that crazy weather down there. So I'm glad I moved to Virginia. But the last 2 nights, it's like I've been back at home.
Well, listen, sometimes you got to take the good with the bad, man.
There you go.
It's a little period of time.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Stephanie in Framingham.
Hey, Stephanie, tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because I woke up this morning. Well, I'm not mad about that.
Yeah,
I'm
was like, what?
Man, I'm glad you woke up this morning, but go ahead.
And I'm sore as a son of a gun. My legs are killing me.
You just having sex?
No, that's the problem.
You don't know why
you're sore? What were you doing?
I don't know. I guess I was running in my sleep or something.
Mm.
You know?
You have a husband? A boyfriend?
A boyfriend? No. I left him.
Oh.
Maybe you just slept wrong. Sometimes I sleep on my leg wrong or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And...
Well, girl, do some stretches this morning.
Okay.
She said, okay.
And I gotta go get my hair done with money I don't have.
Oh.
Woo! What?
Costs $50 for a relaxer. You know us black people, we need our... Black people and white people are complete opposites. White people perm their hair to get it curly. We perm ours to get it straight.
Although natural is kind of the way to go now. How your hair look naturally?
Like buckwheat.
Oh, yeah. You go get that perm, mama.
I know. I got to get that money.
All right. Well, get your ass up. Get to work.
All right, girl.
You got a job?
Guy. No, I'm disabled.
Oh. Oh, okay. All right. Well, have a blessed day then. Okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, mama. Tell her why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Brandon Montgomery, Columbia, South Carolina.
What's up, bro? Tell them why you're blessed.
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. My grandma, she got the earliest stage of cancer, stage zero, which is the best. And it's essentially can get rid of, like, within 6 months. We're not even chemo, just radiation. So I'm happy that you caught that early.
Absolutely,
that's a
man.
Blessing. At least they caught it. That's great.
Absolutely. Good luck to grandma, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? It's Corey.
Corey, tell her why you blessed.
Man, I woke up sober today, brother.
Okay, you should be waking up sober every day.
I've been struggling with addiction for about the past 16 years, man. It's the longest I've been sober in the past 16 years.
Oh, that's a blessing. Congratulations. Let's keep it going.
Absolutely.
Hey, God bless.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Candy.
Hey, tell them why you blessed.
Oh, okay. I'm blessed because God allowed me to live in a period of time where Tupac Shakur existed, right?
Okay.
Are you sleepy or is your throat just sound like that?
Sound like a smoker.
I have a flu. I'm actually drinking a hot toddy early in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm doing the same thing you guys do.
Getting early, working.
Well, you know what? No, that's not it. I'm finding a legitimate reason to drink early in the morning.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
That might be called an alcoholic, at this early.
Exactly. She's having a hot toddy.
All right.
Pretty much. But I do have the flu. I'm getting over it. And I was like, let me call in and just kind of think about all the stuff that's been going on, and just in the world, period, how people are really getting by with just treating people bad, doing people dirty.
Absolutely.
And for some reason, nobody ever understands me when I... called Tupac. They was like, why do you feel bad for Tupac? I said, because he was the only person that could make us understand that we, you know, these guys, these black men are rolled. You know, as black women,
what you were drinking, man? What you putting in that hot toddy?
Let me be SOP. But no, hear me out. Hear me out. Because you, Charlamagne, need to hear that beautiful sister.
No, I'm listening.
Because I'm one of those women who's just like very independent and hard on people, right? Especially men. But I had to figure out that I'm blessed to have black men in my life to a degree where I got to see my brothers, you know, grow out of these really terrible circumstances where they could be in jail. You know, looking the Tulu and all
Mama,
these
we got to leave it, too.
You know, people have gone to jail for stuff, and we finding out all these.
Mama.
And this is because of Tupac.
Yeah, because you know what?
Sing some Tupac lyrics. If you're a real Tupac fan, sing some Tupac lyrics.
I can get the association with the hood, right?
Mama!
We were really giving guys a hard time for finding a way to...
I feel bad.
We got to leave it, 10. Mama, I love you.
The mass incarceration, but anyway, y'all have a good morning.
You are appreciated.
Goodness gracious. Tell them why you blessed. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way, E?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about blessings this morning. Let's talk about Issa Rae. What is the information she's given us about season 2 of Insecure? Also, we'll talk Tamar Braxton. She was on Wendy, and she had some things to get off her chest.
All right, okay? We'll get to all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee. Charlotte
Morning.
We are the Breakfast Club.
Yo.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tamar Braxton.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Well, Tamar Braxton and Vince Herbert were on the Wendy Williams show. All kinds of things that Tamar had to address just recently. First, she talks about what happens when she runs into her former co-host from The Real. Here's what she said.
You know, I saw Tia yesterday at the airport.
What do you say?
I said hi. It was Tia who I saw. That's not shade. Come on. I ain't the shadiest person on the planet. I saw her sister. I ain't playing it.
What do you say when you see Adrian?
I haven't seen Adrian.
If you do?
God is good. Hallelujah. Won't he do it?
What about Lonnie?
Same. Let me tell you something. Anybody. I don't have...
Jeannie,
let me tell you something. The only person that I'm beefing with is the devil. That's it.
I don't understand that line of questioning, though. What's she supposed to see when she see her former co-workers?
Well, bitch, F you, I'm going to...
You know, they don't really get along. She felt like they were shady toward her. There was a lot of things behind the scenes.
You don't say nothing.
Be mad at the white man that fired you, Tamar. Okay? Don't take it out on them.
I believe it was a white woman.
Or a white woman, whatever. Be mad at her. Don't be mad at the people that, your co-workers, they didn't do nothing.
Well, I guess she felt like they were complaining about her behind her back or something like that, and they didn't stand up for her. I don't know. I don't know what the real ins and outs are of what happened with them. But they also talked about this alleged love child that Vince has. Now, I saw this when it happened. Tamar had made a post, and there was a picture of a 7-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman had said that she had a one-night stand with Vince, and before his wedding, he paid her to keep quiet. Now he won't pay his child support anymore, so she took matters to social media. Well, Tamar responded to that, and she said, "Let me explain to you all what kind of woman I am. If this was, she would be mine as well. She would be all over my Instagram, media outlets, pictures, interviews, etc., because that's the type of woman I am. I'm not selfish and hateful that I would only recognize the child he has with me." But she said that it's not Vincent's baby. Check out what she said to Wendy Williams.
If Vince had a love child, I would be the type of woman who would just accept him and not his child. Well, then that's not love, because you can't just love a part of a person. You have to love the whole person,
right,
and everything that comes with that person. First of all, I have infertility issues. You know what I'm saying? I would love to have a bunch of kids. It would be a blessing for me if, I mean, not the way it happened,
right,
but if it happened. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, right? But who says you got to stay if your man has a love child with another woman?
You don't have to stay, but I guess what she was trying to say was if he did have a baby by somebody else, she would have accepted that child in her case.
If she stayed,
yeah,
right.
But she made it seem like you have to stay. Like, what type of love is this that I don't accept my man and his other baby?
Well, I guess he's trying to say if she was married and was with him, she wouldn't hide the fact that he had a side baby.
If she decided to stay,
if she was staying with
him. But the night before the wedding?
Well, she also addressed that in her Instagram post. She said, get your life. The night before we got married, he was over Toni Braxton's house. And yes, he used to like white women. No, the woman that posted it was not Toni. She said, and yes, he used to like white women, but only the ones that look like Kelly Ripa. And you don't make the cut, boo.
I don't get it.
She's trying to say,
I mean, I ain't mad at her. Like, hey, listen, man, salute to you. If you want to stick it out when your man has another baby, hey, I'm not going to knock that at all. But it just sounds crazy.
Right. All right. Issa Rae has revealed that Insecure Season 2 is going to be premiering in July. Check it out.
So I need you to mark your calendars for July 23rd because it's about to get hot this summer. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies to watch Insecure on HBO. We're coming back happier, stronger, better, doper than ever, and I'm so excited for you guys to see.
Drop on the clues bombs for Issa Rae and Insecure, damn it.
That's dope.
And shout out to our girl Amanda Seales, who is now a season regular.
That's dope. I'm happy for everybody on that show.
I hope the first episode, Issa is balled up in the fetal position, eating ice cream, crying, listening to Lemonade. And then they show Lawrence in a drop top something.
Oh, stop.
Enjoying his life, living it like his goat.
And speaking of drop tops, you see Akon's Tesla. Somebody stole his car out of his garage. Really? I know Envy, you would care about
that. How you know the car ain't stole itself? Don't they drive itself?
They do.
Well,
drive
apparently
itself.
Somebody entered the garage Saturday night because he left the garage open. Somehow that door was left open and he took the car. But what happened was when he parked it, the security system shut the car down, and that's when the suspect took off and the Tesla was located.
2 Chainz, did you steal Akon's Tesla?
Oh, man.
2 Chainz, is that Akon's Tesla you had?
Now, we know 2 Chainz ain't got to steal nobody's Tesla.
And 2 Chainz, I want him, you know, I was going to hit him. He got to be careful, but he probably knows. But those cars crash sometimes. You know, they have the automatic drive where you don't have to necessarily put your foot on the gas pedal or put your hands on the steering wheel, but there's a lot of cases where them cars crash by accident. Just be careful, 2 Chainz.
And by the way, we all know 2 Chainz can afford a Tesla, but he might have wanted just to steal Akon's.
He's what, to borrow for a little bit?
Just to keep his foot in the street. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then, you just got to do something to remind yourself.
Where I'm from?
If you have to go back, you can go back.
My goodness.
Okay?
All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Give you a bad and bougie. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, we talk about him every day. So, Donald Trump and his taxes.
Right. Well, you know, Donald Trump is the only president in the past 4 decades that has not released his tax returns. Mm-hmm. And he has no intention on doing so. But somehow, Rachel Maddow got a hold of 2 pages.
I saw that last night. She oversold and underdelivered with that one.
Of his taxes. Check it out.
When we showed this 2005 return to the White House to ask him if it's real, we sent this over to the White House tonight. And the White House responded basically with, yep. For the record, the First Amendment gives us the right to publish this return. It is not illegally published, nor are we fake. Pinch me. I'm real.
Rachel oversold and underdelivered. I thought she had something huge. She tweeted out we got Donald Trump's tax return when she should have tweeted we had a portion of Donald Trump's tax return from 2005.
2005.
That would have been a little more accurate.
Well, you know, and then the White House did release a statement also. You know you are desperate for ratings when you are willing to violate the law to push a story about 2 pages of tax returns from over a decade ago.
I actually think Trump's team leaked that himself because it actually made him look good. Because
well, it said he made $150 million that year.
Mm-hmm.
He paid $38 million in taxes, which is about 25%, and he reported a $103 million loss.
He paid a higher tax rate. He paid a higher tax return than Bernie Sanders that year, Obama, and MSNBC. Bernie Sanders paid 13%. Obama 19%, MSNBC 24%. So I don't see the point of even putting that tax return out because they put him in actually a good light.
But on the side note, it's crazy that these dudes make that much money and only have to pay 19-20% of what they make.
And we make way less than that.
That is crazy.
That and we got to pay like 40%, 50%.
Yeah, teach me some of those tax breaks.
I
ain't mad at that. I need to know. Can I get some of those tax breaks? Could you teach me?
I look at my check and I'm like, yeesh.
Could somebody teach me, please?
No, teach me.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
I'm mad at somebody because they bucking the system.
But some people do feel he leaked those documents himself.
And matter of fact, I don't even want to learn from Trump. I want to learn from Bernie Sanders. He's paying the lowest one out of all of them.
13%. 13?
Yes.
You got a line on Bernie. We need to call Bernie.
Yes, Bernie. How are you doing this, Bernie?
13%?
I don't know what Rachel Maddow was trying to prove last night, but I didn't get it.
I got to call my accountant today. Now, let's talk about the store owner that assaulted a customer. This is just
all right, the store
disgusting.
Is Misha Beauty in West Charlotte. It's a beauty supply store, and Sung Ho Lim is the owner. And in the video, he's accusing the woman of stealing, okay? The woman's telling him, check my bag. I don't have anything. At which point, Sung Ho Lim then knocks her to the ground and puts her in a chokehold. It looked like she couldn't breathe. It was pretty rough, and it was for a long time. Check it out.
That's exactly why Old Dog caught a body in Menace to Society. That's exactly why.
That is not
Old Dog was trying to leave the store, and the guy was accusing Old Dog of not paying.
But nobody touched him and wrestled him to the ground.
He might have.
He did not touch him. We saw the movie.
He was behind the counter.
It's not even real.
You following me around the store?
Nah, but this is a really different situation.
Art reflects life.
Now, according to reports, she didn't steal anything at all. She's even telling him, check my bag. I don't have anything. And the Nation of Islam showed up.
Old Dog and Kane ain't steal nothing either.
And here's what happened.
Sorry, it's not hard to say. Okay, well, our request is 24 hours. But do know that our own benefit you wait, as long as your store will be financed, challenged. I know. That's why. That's on you all. No matter y'all can wait, you wait a month. I like that. Do know that people will be out here demonstrating. Did you see the riots in Charlotte last year? When you choked that sister, you don't know Eric Garner in New York City. Remember the man? He was selling some cigarettes and got choked to death. You remember him? So that you just resurrected something here in Charlotte.
I love that. By the way, when people show you who they are, believed in, why you going there asking for an apology? Just boycott the store. Go get your weave and your eyelashes from somewhere else. I don't want no apology.
No, they're going to make him apologize, and he still boycott
the store.
And
he did. He did end up apologizing.
Got to apologize.
He did meet with the protest. He did apologize. He said, I don't know. It just happened. I went crazy. No matter what the reason, I feel very sorry to her and to them.
Nah, hit him in his pockets, man. Boycott the store. There's plenty of other places you can buy your weave and your eyelashes. You should own the stores yourself, but you don't. So there's plenty of other places that you could be shopping at. Just boycott his store.
Exactly.
That's it.
Well, let's still boycott, but they need that apology. You ain't just going
to
throw
a sister on the floor. I think that was a good point to be made, though, for people to see that happening as an example for other store owners and people who are disrespectful.
That shows the power of the people, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that nice, peacefully coming together and making your point.
I like what Old Dog did in Minutes of Society.
Can't shoot
everybody.
It ended up
with him going to jail.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Old Dog. Old Dog wouldn't have went to jail if he hadn't shown everybody the tape. If he hadn't shown everybody the tape, it'd just been justice.
You know that was fiction.
Art reflects life sometimes.
My goodness. All right, that's front page news. Now let's talk Miguel. What's going on with our buddy Miguel?
Well, now this is a weird situation. I saw this video, right? Uh-huh. A woman is accusing Miguel of sexually assaulting her. I don't know what really went down, but here's what she said.
And I asked him if we can take a picture. And he was like, yeah, sure. He was super cool at first. I just want to introduce myself to you. My name is Sion Bass. I'm a student at the University of New Mexico. I'm majoring in health and human services. I'm really passionate about sexual health and sexual education, getting folks tested. And I love your song, Adorn. I've made myself orgasm to it many of times. Whoa. I love the song. Thank you. We take a selfie, cute little photo. But right after we take the photo, he reaches his hand down my shirt and takes my breast out of my top.
Whoa.
Have you seen this woman?
No.
Out of all the women Miguel has been around since he's been in the music game, that's who he's going to decide to
sexually assault. Well, okay, looks are irrelevant here.
It doesn't matter if she's ugly or not.
She's just accusing him.
Have you seen her?
Revoke, can you post a picture of the lady? Do you have a picture so I can see her? Well, describe her to the people, because I don't know what she looks like.
Well, anyway.
I don't know either.
She also wrote
everybody won't
on Instagram, she said, the snare of your lip and salivating mouth is making my stomach turn. I really don't understand why you would do that to someone who approached you as a fan. I'm beyond disgusted right now.
Read the part about how she said he pulled her breasts out and then he looked disgusted.
He said, you then proceeded to look at my naked breasts with such a disgusting look on your face.
Why would you say that about yourself?
Well, maybe she feels that
way. Well, so far, Miguel has not spoken on these allegations. I feel like All right, we'll get into it. We'll see what you think.
I don't know if she's lying or not, but I'm not discrediting Miguel either. People are so quick to say the man is guilty. And the sad part about this, how can Miguel prove he didn't do this? And all I'm saying is, where's the other footage at? There's no video footage. Ezekiel Elliott pulled a breast out yesterday, and it's all over the ESPN. Ain't nobody got no footage of Miguel whipping out titties.
All right, well, let's go to Breakfast Club court. 800-585-1051. Do you believe Miguel did this? Do you believe Miguel took this picture and popped up?
Why run the social media before you run to the police?
Well, that's what we're asking. 800-585-1051. Does this seem like something Miguel would do? Now, Charlamagne talked about how the lady looks. She's,
That doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
That does not matter.
It does a little bit.
No, why?
Because everybody thinking it. You know good and damn well. You're like, damn, Miguel? Miguel's is popping out here, and you be around all these bad chicks, and you gonna pull her breast up? Come on now.
That doesn't matter. 800-585-1051.
Take it into consideration.
Do you believe the story just because the lady is not as attractive as Miguel could get?
I'm
doesn't
speaking
mean anything.
For this specific example, oh Miguel and her.
I'm not looking at you.
No.
800-585-1051. Do you believe the story? Call us up right now. We'll take Miguel to Breakfast Club call. We'll take this whole situation to Breakfast Club call. Call us now. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Chris Brown with Party. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's go to Breakfast Club court.
Well, this woman, her name is Zion Bass.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how you say it. Anyway, she is saying that Miguel, she went up to him as a fan to take a picture, and she says that he sexually assaulted her. He basically took her breast out of her shirt.
So why you run to social media before you run to the police? And I don't know if she's lying or not, but I'm not going to discredit her the same way I don't want people to be so quick to discredit Miguel. All right?
We don't know what happened.
Exactly.
We weren't there.
And people so quick to say the man is guilty. And the sad part, how can Miguel prove he didn't do it?
He can't. Well, she can't prove that he did do it.
Like, it's
there's no video.
I hate
that we know of.
Well, he hasn't commented yet, so we don't know what his side of the story is as of yet.
I wouldn't comment if I was him, especially if I didn't do nothing. Like, for what? Like, what I got to clear my name for?
Well, you know, if she really felt disrespected, I don't know why she would go on social media and not go to police.
Go to the police.
That's my whole thing. So do I believe Miguel did it? Knowing Miguel early on in his career and seeing the amount of chicks around him. And isn't he engaged?
Yeah, he's engaged.
And by the way, like you said, how long Miguel been in the game? Miguel been in the game for, like, what, 6 years now?
Mm-hmm.
7 years. I'm sure he runs into all kind of women. We've never heard anything like this before. Usually when these type of situations happen, you'll hear inklings of things like, oh, that dude's a creep. Or
he grabbed somebody's ass.
He did something.
Be careful
about
him.
You ain't never heard that about
Only
Miguel
Only thing he
ever
did was drop kick somebody.
By accident. Okay? trying to go above and beyond the call of duty on stage, he accidentally leg drop a person. But you mean to tell
and
me
he apologized for that.
After all of these women that Miguel been around, you gonna touch her?
But I do believe that if
Stop
she
said touch her,
I
like
do believe
her.
That if something happens, she should go to the police.
Absolutely.
That would make me feel like, okay, you know, going to social media and doing all of that. I think normally when something happens to you as a woman, you're kind of like, I don't, you know, it's a little, you feel ashamed even though you shouldn't if something really happened. And
like
that's why some
moment.
People don't it report abs- things. But if something happened, I feel like clearly she wants this story out.
She wants
people
Absolutely.
To know about it. She should definitely, if this did happen, press charges.
And then look at her line of work. What does she do? She's like
She's majoring in health and human services. She's a student at the University of New Mexico.
Yeah, and she focuses on like sexual assault and stuff mm-hmm. like that, right?
Right.
It looked like to me like she's just trying to get her career popped. I'm being, that's what it looks like.
I mean, I don't want to judge.
Like.
I want to hear what,
judging.
But I do want to hear what Miguel has to say.
I'm not saying it's true or false, but it is kind of strange. You go to artists and say, "I had an orgasm to your songs." Like that is kind of strange to say.
You're leading me on just a little bit, but I still don't give him a reason to do that if he did it. But I just don't believe he did it simply because I know he's been around much better chicks and he could have pulled out much better breath than that one.
It has nothing to do with how she looks. Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name's Sean. I'm in Atlanta.
What's up, Sean? You think Miguel did this, bro?
I think these accusations are egregious. They are baseless.
Who the hood lawyer are you? You done been to jail and read how many law library books?
Why can't he be a lawyer?
No, I'm not a lawyer. I haven't been to jail either. But no, you have to think about the paradigm that's been set. What artist who's worth millions is going to outwardly assault someone knowing that you're going to come for a check, knowing that you're going to get on Instagram or something of that nature? I think he might have been a little flirtatious with her. It should probably misconstrued what he was saying or doing for the purposes of getting a check. But we can't tell somebody that they don't feel assaulted. We have to respect her feeling like she was assaulted.
Right.
But I don't think he did it, though.
I don't think
so.
Well,
Miguel can feel assaulted, too. You walk up on me talking about you've made yourself orgasm to my song.
Well, that's not assault.
That's
just awkward.
It's verbal. Verbal assault.
Hello, who's this?
Verbal.
Yeah, this Cash Brown from Brooklyn.
Hey, you think Miguel did that?
Yeah, I think he did it.
Why?
But just because she looked crazy doesn't mean that he ain't do it. That was even more incentive for him to do it.
What? So because she looked ugly, that gave him more incentive to pull her breast out?
Obviously, because just everybody think it because she ugly. He ain't do it. But if she was cute, he would have did it.
The craziest part is that she said that he looked at her naked breast with a disgusting look on his face.
You shouldn't have
scratch marks. That's because he really ain't want to do it.
The thing I find dangerous is that all she has to do is make a video saying he did it, and we automatically believe he did it. Why?
I would think he did it rather than he did.
Why, though?
Because I mean, that's what he thinks.
Like, if they was they partying? Were they chilling? Or
no, I think she went up to him after
a performance, a club, yeah, or something.
I've partied with,
like, in the club.
I've partied with many a woman, and I've never reached in their shirt and pulled out their breast. Like, none of this, like, your reasoning makes no sense.
Well, no woman has ever walked up to you and asked for a picture and said that they have orgasm. Or
that
have
is not true.
Or they have.
By the way.
Okay.
By the way.
Okay.
Okay, I've had a girl tell me she masturbated just thinking about sitting on my face.
Okay, Chocolate Thunder
I'm
over
just
there.
Telling you what happens okay. out here in these streets.
Doug Dickens right? over here.
Okay.
All right. 800-585-105. Well, we're asking about Miguel now.
Oh, you know what's crazy? I was just thinking, we just recently saw that footage of, what's his name, Charlamagne? Ezekiel Elliott?
That was yesterday.
Right. Now, what if there was no footage and a woman said he did it? Do you think that people would believe her?
By the way, Ezekiel...
I'm just asking, do you think people would believe it if there was no footage? Like,
what
if a woman accused him, like, oh, he pulled my breast out.
I don't know.
I mean, the circumstances for that was different because they was at a St. Patrick's Day parade. Everybody was drunk. He 21 years old. If somebody said Ezekiel Elliott pulled a girl top off, I'd be like, okay, that sounds about right. St. Patrick's Day parade. Everybody.
I'm just saying there was no footage. If there was no footage and a woman accused him of that, I think people wouldn't. It's hard for women because people automatically don't believe you.
And it's hard for men because people automatically believe the women.
Now, Ezekiel Elliott plays for the Dallas Cowboys. He's the one that wears the crop tops, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
I wouldn't believe it either because I thought he was gay, so I wouldn't think that he would pull
the
breast out.
You think he's gay?
By the way, I was having another conversation with somebody yesterday about how this behavior used to seem so normal.
Because
think about it. We grew up off Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Right, and then the videos,
they was pulling the girls' top off and they playing volleyball.
Didn't Dame Dash do one of them, didn't he? In one of those
Dame
videos?
Dame Dash did it in one of the videos, too. Like, even stuff like walking up behind a girl and pulling her bra strap and snapping her back.
Yep.
Don't try that today.
That was normal back in the day.
You do that today, you go to jail.
It should have never been normal.
It should have never. You're right.
800-585-1051. We're talking about Miguel and this young lady. This young lady accused Miguel of pulling her titty out. Do you believe her? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Another one. That was Riri with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking about what happened with Miguel. We're taking him to Breakfast Club court. We're actually taking the whole situation. Now, explain to the people what happened, Yee.
Well, a woman is accusing Miguel of sexually assaulting her, and she posted a video on Instagram recounting what happened in this incident.
And I asked him if we can take a picture, and he was like, yeah, sure. He was super cool at first. I just want to introduce myself to you. My name is Sion Bass. I'm a student at the University of New Mexico. I'm majoring in health and human services. I'm really passionate about sexual health and sexual education, getting folks tested. And I love your song, Adorn. I've made myself orgasm to it many of times, and I love the song. Thank you. We take a selfie, cute little photo. But right after we take the photo, he reaches his hand down my shirt and takes my breast out of my top.
I just don't understand why a young lady would run to social media and not the police. And I hate the fact that she can just come out there and say this and everybody just automatically points the finger at Miguel and say, oh, yeah, Miguel did it. And how can Miguel prove he didn't do it?
Well, I don't think everybody automatically assumes that he did it. A lot of people don't believe her also.
Well, so, I mean, if they have
we don't know. Miguel hasn't commented yet, but a lot of people think she's lying.
I will say this, though. They have a lot of reason not to believe her when the first thing you do is run to social media. First, you run a post, and you do this long-ass Instagram caption and tag Baller Alert and whoever else. And then when you see it getting some traction, then you put out a video.
Yeah, just to give you an example, because on the Shade Room, it has almost 14,000 comments. And most of it, they don't believe her.
She looked like she lied. I mean, honestly.
She can't look like she lied.
No, I wouldn't say that everybody automatically is pointing the finger at Miguel. Everybody's basically.
Oh, that's good.
It just doesn't seem like Miguel. I mean, her looks doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if she's ugly, pretty, big, small. That doesn't matter.
Like, I read you some of the comments. Girl, bye. Quit lying. If you tell him you orgasm to his song, then what do you expect?
That is kind of
just
crazy.
My thought. She's thirsty for attention.
I don't ever like the quote-unquote victim blame because we don't even know if she's a victim or not. But you don't walk up on nobody talking about I orgasm to your song all the time. You can't think of nothing else to say. You can't just tell him you like Adorn. You can't just tell him you think Adorn's a great song.
It doesn't matter what she says. She
It doesn't matter what he says.
She could have said, I want to F you every day. That doesn't give him the right to pull the breast out if he
okay,
did.
Let me ask you this question.
Ask me.
If I'm a man.
You're a man.
And I walk up to a woman. If I walk with any R&B singer, I go, I masturbate to your music all the time. What do you think I'm going to be looked upon as?
Yeah, a creep.
All right, so she's a creep. She's a pervert.
But then, I don't care what somebody says. It doesn't give anybody the right to touch you. And I'm not saying Miguel did that, but I wouldn't say, well, she said that. What does she expect?
Whatever.
I don't think Miguel do that. No, Miguel. It just seems weird. Like you said, if this would have been something he does, I really think you would have heard something rumblings about it before Miguel's
and out of all the women.
Well,
Miguel's
she posted on Instagram. She said, "Have you gotten away with this in the past? Well, it stops here and now."
Oh, shut up! Out of all the women Miguel has been around his whole life,
right?
He's going to decide to sexually assault her and then look at the breast and be disgusted about it. You going to take a penitentiary chance for a breast that looks disgusting?
All right. Well, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tina from ATL.
Hey, Tina from ATL. What do you think? You think Miguel did this?
Well, I think anything is possible nowadays. Nothing surprises me anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm just done with the world at this point because...
You took it really far.
I'm just saying, like, anything is possible. But I'm not, you know, I'm not going to take sides or whatever because, you know, we don't know the facts or anything.
That's very true. We don't know.
Anything is possible.
Okay. So we will find out. I'm sure the truth will come out.
I mean, we'll never find out. I mean,
that's the
no
problem.
We'll
Miguel
out.
Can never prove himself unless it's a video.
Yeah, there could be a video.
Yeah,
who knows?
A video.
Right, but even if you do that, which, you know, it's inappropriate, but that still doesn't give anybody the right
Listen,
to touch
we,
you.
We can only deal with the facts of the case right now. The facts are we know she said that. That shouldn't have been said.
Well, we know
that
she
said right. You're right.
No,
you're
she
right.
said that she said that. We don't know what really happened. We don't even know. We don't know what happened. We weren't there. Just like she said he did something, you can say, we don't know what happened. We know what
that,
she said.
We know that she told Miguel she masturbates to Adorn all the time. We know that for a fact.
The only thing that's kind of quirky is when she said Miguel looked at my titty and looked at it in disgust.
In disgust.
I don't think anybody would ever say
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. Like you, see, this is what you're trying to do. You're trying to cover all the bases. You want to be sexually assaulted. You want to be sexually assaulted and you want to be looked down upon because you know good and well as soon as you say he looked at my breast in disgust, now you got the black feminists or the feminists on Twitter extra mad. Oh, you sexually assault and you looking down upon a regular looking breast? Why, what, you like the fake breasts?
My goodness.
A regular breast with scratch marks? A real woman's breast?
All right.
This is stupid.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is there are three sides to every story.
You don't know.
That's it. There's mine, there's yours, and the truth. We don't know which side is right now. Period. And guess what? Poor Miguel can never prove that he's right unless there's a video showing the whole interaction.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
We're going to talk about Dave Chappelle. Let's do some positive things with his Netflix specials. We have a trailer available, so we're going to play that for you also. Whoo, let's talk about this alleged love child, and this is all love and hip-hop based.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, mark it down on your calendar. March 31st is the day Dave Chappelle is returning to Netflix.
That's a great Netflix and chill night.
Now, they also have a trailer that has just been released in case you want to hear some of the jokes. I was laughing already.
All manner of things kill white people, but you know what kills more black people than anything more than police and terrorism? Salt. Regular ass table salt. Now ISIS is number one on the terrorist charts. If ISIS catches you, they're going to cut your head off. I've seen them do it on YouTube. Don't like. Hey, you know, I've met O.J. Simpson. He shook my hand. Standing beside him, his soon-to-be slain wife. She hugged me. She goes, good luck to you. And I whispered in her ear, bitch, are you trying to get us both killed?
Drop one of Clues Bombs for the legend Dave Chappelle.
I can't wait to see that.
I'm here for that. I'm always up for a good stand-up special. I was actually watching Jerrod Carmichael this past weekend on HBO, his special 8.
Right.
It was really entertaining.
I watched that too. Mm-hmm. I love watching stand-ups. I'm excited for this one. All right. Now let's talk Love and Hip Hop since we're talking about TV. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Now, I haven't really been keeping up as much as I used to, but this had everybody on Twitter talking, and this is this alleged love child that Kirk Frost has with Jasmine, who is a dancer. All right, and here's what went down, because Jasmine actually had all kinds of text messages and receipts proving that she did indeed have some type of relation with Kirk.
This is a conversation between me and him. This isn't going to be the same number that you know, because he has a separate phone. So this is the card that he let me use. Proof of insurance.
And his name is on here.
He was paying my bills. I could show you this video that I have of him.
I was hoping to show up and, you know, this chick give me a half-assed story. But instead, she got, like, documents and proof and text messages and all type of like,
yeah,
Kirk.
That is Kirk's ass.
That's Carly Red.
Carly Red and Kirk together?
No, that is the woman Jasmine. Carly Red's talking to her. Jasmine shows Cardi.
I showed up with the. Who's that talking like that?
That's Jasmine. That's the woman that is allegedly has the baby with Kirk.
So people getting pregnant just to be on Love and Hip Hop now?
Listen, I don't know.
Yes.
That's the storyline.
Yes. Maybe it's just the storyline.
Yes.
Is it that serious?
Yes.
For that little $1,500 check Mona's got young giving y'all?
Yes.
All right. So according to Jasmine, she says she met Kirk at the strip club. He told her he was married, but wanted to sleep with her anyway. And that's how it all happened. Now, this was sad because then, of course, Rashida has to react to this news because she is married to Kirk.
I just want to say real
Why are you
quick,
raising your hand? Why are you raising your hand?
I just want to say this real quick. By the way, Kirk shouldn't have to tell you that he's married. You watch Love and Hip Hop, don't you, bitch?
Yeah, she knew.
Like, what the hell?
But that was her way in. She knew what she was doing. Right. She wanted to get in. She got in.
All right. Well, here's Rashida's reaction when she finds out this news.
But to hear that is hurtful as f***. Carly, I'm going to be honest with you. At first, I didn't want to talk to you because I was thinking you would be on some bullshit. At the end of the day, you would have to be a sick motherfucker to make that up. And I would hope that you would.
This is what she showed me. And I pray that this bitch is on some scam artist shit because you have no paternity test.
That's just too much. I can't even think to think. That he will go this far.
I can't even think to think. That's what I think every time I watch Living Hip Hop. I can't even think to think.
See, that's why it just seems so scripted. Kirk knows he's on television. He does this, and you know,
at
it's
what point
come
do
out.
You turn the cameras off?
The cameras never go
like,
off.
Like, the cameras don't always got to be rolling in your life.
And the sad part about it is we forget Rashida is a rapper. Well, was a rapper.
Satan Scott
Young. Now she's a store owner.
Is not paying y'all that much, man. Satan Scott Young is not paying y'all that much.
I just want to say that according to In Touch Weekly,
my goodness.
In Touch Weekly ain't got nothing better to do.
In Touch Weekly has covered this. And according to In Touch Weekly, what's actually going to happen is that Jasmine's pimp was recently released from federal prison.
What is going on?
And it's going to show up on an episode in that he's really the dad.
You know what, man? I'm not even... Drop one of Clues Bombs for
I don't know. What's going on?
For Mona Scott Young, a.k.a. Satan Scott Young.
Even In Touch isn't...
This is can't crazy. Even be mad at Mona. You got to be mad at the consumer for continuously buying into this nonsense, okay?
This is crazy.
She's on what, season 14 of Love
and
Hip Hop?
Oh, no,
season
and there's 24? A lot of spin-offs.
I don't know.
What is this?
All right, I just want to make sure y'all know what's going on because I know a lot of people were talking about it on social media in case you guys haven't been
keeping up so much.
I just hope Mona takes it international before it's all said and done. I'd love to see Love and Hip Hop Haiti.
London or...
Love and Hip Hop Africa.
Let's just give it to us one good time. I am not the father.
All right, Nicki Minaj, in the meantime, wants you to know that she is really prospering off of this hip-hop beef. She said, look at God. Man, I can't make this ish up. Just got the official word that in the last week, the Pink print went up 79% in sales, and Pink Friday, an album I released in 2010, went up 81% in sales. Okay, Jesus, I see you. Fun fact, the Pink print holds the title as longest-charting female rap album in the history of Billboard. My fans are the absolute best. I love you guys so much. My new album will give you the most life you've ever received out of my catalog.
No good for her.
Right.
God cares about her album sales.
And that is your
good for her.
Rumor report.
Jesus cares about Nicki Minaj's album sales. That's how this works.
You are a jerk. All right. Donkey today. Who are you giving your donkey to?
I need Ivanka Trump to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, please.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the day. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 15th goes to Ivanka Trump, the daughter of our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump. Now, I was reading this story on the Huffington Post, and I found the hypocrisy in it hilarious. Now, as you know, Donald Trump promised to create jobs by following two simple rules: buy American and hire American. He said it in his January inauguration speech. Let's hear some of it.
We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor. We will follow two simple rules: buy American and hire American.
Simple philosophy, right? Which actually would make a lot of sense if him and his family were practicing what they preach.
Mm-mm.
Okay, do you know that while the Donald was giving this speech, at the exact moment he was giving that speech, huge shipments of his daughter's line were reportedly on the way to the U.S. from China. I can't make this kind of stuff up. More than 53.5 metric tons of Ivanka Trump-branded shoes, bags, and clothes were sailing to American ports in 8 shipments as he was giving that speech. Now, our celebrity-in-chief, Donald Trump, has promised to bring more factory jobs to this country and accused China of stealing manufacturing work, but at least one shipment per business day of Ivanka Trump's shoes and other offering continues to be sent from China. And the Global Times reports that last month a Chinese factory has already received an order for 10,000 Ivanka Trump shoes for next season.
Wow.
Okay, and according to the New York Times, almost all of her goods are made overseas. And the New York Times also reports back in 2016 that the brand outsourced internationally to avoid costly and impractical factors involved with manufacturing in the U.S. So when Donald Trump is telling people to buy American and hire American, is he talking to everybody but his family? You must practice what you preach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't smoke rocks if you live in a glass crack house. If you spend more time in Chick-fil-A than you do the gym, and that high-calorie chicken sandwich intake has resulted in you having a double chin and a fat upper pubic area, don't tell me I need to get in shape. Okay, if I'm Donald Trump, before I tell the rest of the country what they need to do, I have to start in my own home. Okay? I have to start there first. If we don't practice what we preach, then we are hypocrites and should not expect people to behave in our favor. Why the hell should I buy American and hire American if our so-called leader's daughter isn't doing it?
Right.
Okay? You want me to follow you, then lead by example. Practice what you preach or don't preach at all. Walk the talk, okay? People watch what you do more than what you say. Encourage people to do what you want them to do by actually doing what you said you want them to do. Please give Ivanka Trump the biggest hee-haw, please.
He was going so hard for her. Remember how upset he was when Nordstrom's dropped her?
They took all her stuff away. She's a good person. She makes good clothes. Yep, they just come from overseas.
Buy American, hire American. That's not even an alternative fact. That's alternative fiction when it comes to the Trumps.
Yep. Okay. All right. Please. Well, thank you for that, Donkey. Today, when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her right now. If you need some advice, she'll help you out. All right, call us up. 800-585-1051. We'll put you live on the air. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your question for Yee? What's your name?
My name is Bridget. My question is that my best friend keeps going back to the same guy, even though he keeps cheating on her, he keeps talking to other girls. And it's like, I keep telling her to do the same thing, like, stop talking to him. But
mind your business.
Now, the only time that I really had to do something was when one of my friends, her child's father, actually sent out nude pictures of her to her whole entire family, to her boss at work, and he also was physically abusing her. So at that point, I told her we had to go to the police and file a report, and she had to worry about the safety of her kids. But when it comes to most of my friends that have been in those situations, even you, I'm sure you've been in a situation where you've been with somebody way longer than you should have.
Mm-hmm.
So all you can do is be supportive, because you don't want your friend to not want to tell you when things are happening. And I know it gets a little repetitive, and I've had to tell one of my friends, listen, you complain about the same things all the time. Either you have to do something about it and change your situation because he's not changing, or maybe you need to just, if that's what you want to choose to do, just do it and stop complaining about it all the time. Because sometimes I don't want to hear the same story over and over and over again. You know, but
yeah, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. But there's going to be a certain point when, you know, and I told my friend the same thing. I said, listen, at some point he's going to do, are you going to wait for him to do something so terrible that you absolutely have to leave him alone forever and break up? Why do you want to wait for that to happen? And just make sure, you know, I think you're an incredible person. You're my friend. And the only reason I'm telling you this is because I'm your friend. You know, but at the end of the day, she'll leave when she's ready for it.
Ready.
I bet you ain't got no man, do you? That's why you so busy meddling in other people's
business. I do. That's the problem. It's like every time she wants to talk, like I take away my time with my boyfriend to go help her out. And it's like...
Your man don't tell you to mind your damn business?
I mean, that's her friend.
He does.
Well, listen to your man.
If her friend wants to talk to her about things, she's not going to say, okay, I'm going to mind my own. If she's asking her questions and wants her advice. But you have to tell her, listen, it's the same story over and over and over again. Now, until you do something different, I don't want to hear the same story over and over again.
Well, that's fine. While you worry about what your friend doing, your man getting his cheating off, so he good. Stay distracted.
Well, good luck, mama.
But be supportive of your friend.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. If you got a question for Ye, you can call her right now. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tony from Virginia Beach. How y'all doing?
Hey, Mama. What's your question for Ye?
Okay, my question is this. I met a guy, and we went on a date about a week after I met him. And then after a week after the date, we kind of Netflix and chilled. You know what I'm saying by that?
You kind of what?
He Netflix and chilled me.
Oh, he smashed. Okay.
You guys had sex.
Right. So
okay.
This is, yeah, 2 weeks after we met. Mm-hmm. So then I liked him because I like his personality. And I could see it going somewhere, but my friends are all saying, oh, you're just going to become an F-buddy because you gave the cookie too soon.
Oh, stop so it. There's no rules.
There's no rules to that?
Yeah, there's no rules to that. But is he, like, are you guys going out and doing things together? Or are you only having sex?
Okay, after we went on that date, after we did it, we didn't go out anymore, for real. We, like, hung out, and we see each other all the time because of we kind of have similar friends. Or same group of friends. But I was like, when are we going to go on another date, a real date? And he was just kind of like, change the subject.
I'm not taking you on a date after I smashed like, so yeah. quick.
Well, he might have. Well, you know what? He might have another situation, or he might not really be interested in you like that.
Because maybe he wants to smash it.
Maybe the box wasn't.
Right, he might not be interested in her in that manner. But I would say, instead of you asking him when is he going to take you on a date again, why don't you say, hey, why don't we go get something to eat? You should suggest that, and you can tell by how he reacts. You know, we don't know what's going on in his life. He might have a girlfriend or somebody else that he's talking to.
So, the guy did smash, though, right?
Yeah, he already smashed.
He not you. That's over, boo. You should have got the meal. That's that, but you.
But I don't know if it's because you slept with him too quickly. He might have just never looked at you like that, because I don't think there's a rule on how fast you have sex. There's people who have sex on the first date and end up getting married. You never know. So, I wouldn't say it's because of that.
I'm pretty sure your box was trash, Ma.
My box ain't got to be trash.
Well, he still hangs out with her.
Yesterday was the 20th anniversary of Love Jones. You see, open Nia Long had Lorenz Tate in that movie.
Yes.
That's what happens when it's good, Ma. You got the opposite effect.
Nah, don't listen.
He just smashes. Wow. He ain't gotta take out.
Well, he still goes to see her, and y'all still have sex, right?
Right.
All right, so it's not that. He just might not, you know, be interested. And sometimes you might have to propose. Instead of asking him to ask you out, why don't you say, let's go grab something to eat? It don't even got to be pressure like a date if you want to try to get to know him better. But he really might have something else going on or just not be interested in you in that way.
You want me to buy the cow?
Okay.
And I'm getting all this milk for free? I'm getting all this milk for free.
She
now you want me
some.
To buy the cow?
I mean, it's cheaper to order.
I ain't never had to take you out before the smash. Now all of a sudden.
How old is he?
She hung up.
Oh.
Because Chinese food is $21.99 at the crib. You got Netflix and your smash.
Now all of a sudden you want to eat. You done gave me all this fellatio, all this box. Now you want
to. But there are people who have turned from F-buddies into relationships. I have seen that with my own eyes.
That is true, too.
All Listen, right. Rest in peace to Auntie Fee, man. Okay, it's first things first. Fee. Rest in peace to Auntie Fee,
I
man.
I thought they said she didn't Auntie pass away yet.
Everybody's saying she's dead. Said she had a heart attack and died.
Yeah, people,
I thought
Fee
they were
is.
Saying that she was still hanging on.
No, she was an internet cooking sensation. Viral, she's a chief sister girl. A good-ass chicken.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, rest in peace to Auntie Fee.
It's kind of ironic she had a heart attack, though, because them was some high-calorie meals she was making. A lot of butter.
It says she's on life support.
That ain't what the TMZ and Perez Hilton reporting she died, so.
Well, we got rumors on the way.
TMZ reported 11 hours ago she died.
Yes, Donald Trump versus Snoop Dogg. We'll tell you what Donald Trump has to say to Snoop about his music video where he is shooting a confetti gun at a fake Donald Trump.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, we've been talking about this Snoop video for Lavender. And in this video, there is a Donald Trump that's like a clown version of Donald Trump. It's a fake Donald Trump. And he's getting shot at with a confetti gun. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some people felt like this was outrageous, showing somebody shooting the president. Well, here is what Donald Trump's personal lawyer, attorney Michael Cohen, had to say.
Totally disgraceful. Snoop owes the president an apology. There's absolutely nothing funny about an assassination attempt on a president. And I'm shocked that he's, I'm really shocked at him because I thought he was better than that. I'm not really sure I understand the artistic value to having somebody dressed up as Trump and firing a weapon at him. It certainly, I would not have accepted it if it was President Obama.
Didn't Donald Trump tweet about it too?
Yeah, no, I'm going to get to that. Now, they also are saying that the Secret Service is aware of Snoop Dogg's video, and Donald Trump did tweet out, can you imagine what the outcry would be if Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired the gun at President Obama? Jail time.
Well, number one, Snoop's career is not failing, and number two, Donald
Trump... Love his show at Martha Stewart.
Yeah, and number two, Donald Trump's right. If an artist did that to Barack Obama, it would be World War III, and Snoop has every right to express himself in that manner, but I'm not going to sit here and act like I can't see why they're upset about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. They absolutely positively should be upset, but there's always, he's an artist, and this is very artsy.
It's a confetti gun.
It's a confetti gun.
It's a clown version of Donald Trump.
Listen, you can also look at it
from about killing the clown. That's...
You can talk about the artistic expression, because in the video, it specifically talks about deportation and the characters depicted as a clown.
Right.
And Snoop is saying the idea of people being deported is some clown stuff, and he's shooting the idea down with a toy gun. But let's be clear, if that was Barack Obama, and let's just, God forbid it was a white rapper, it'd be World War III. It wouldn't be, no, it was just a confetti gun.
But I'll tell you that, if it was Barack Obama, I bet Donald Trump wouldn't care or say anything about it or feel that it was wrong.
If it was Barack, I think he would say something. Like he said something about
it. I doubt it, but we would be in an uproar.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit
here
and
be... Can't please everybody.
I'm not going to sit here and be a hypocrite. I'm not going to sit here and act like I can't see why they're upset.
All right, now Samuel L. Jackson has some criticism for the casting of Jordan Peele's Get Out. Here's what he said about Daniel Kaluuya, who is the main character, playing the lead in the film, because he is British.
I mean, Daniel grew up in a country where, you know, they've been interracial dating for 100 years, you know. Britain's, there's only about like 8 real white people left in Britain, the rest of them, you know. So what would a brother from America have made of that role? You know, and I'm sure the director helped, and some things are universal, but everything ain't.
I guarantee you, a lot of people didn't even know that guy was British. Was from Britain. What is it?
British.
He's from the UK.
But I can say Britain, right? That's not a thing?
No, he can't be.
He's from the UK.
Great Britain, okay. Or from the UK.
Well, I'm sure people didn't know he was British until Samuel Jackson said that.
Right.
Right. So Daniel has responded to that, by the way. And he's saying that script spoke to him. He said, I've been to Ugandan weddings and funerals and seen that cousin bring a white girl. That's a thing in all communities. I really respect African-American people. I want to tell black stories. And he says, you know, he's been in situations where people say, what's it like for a black actor, and ask him questions like that in interviews. He said, that's racist, too. And it's a really weird effing question. But because that's common, people are desensitized to it. Sometimes I hear at an audition, they're trying to go ethnic. You're getting singled out for the color of your skin, but not the content of your spirit. And that's everywhere.
Man, shut up. Listen, it's acting, though. Like, I understand what Samuel L. Jackson is saying, but I'm sure it's a lot of roles that Samuel L. Jackson has played that people didn't feel like he could pull off. I mean, a black man being the head of an organization called S.H.I.E.L.D. that leads mutants, aliens, and gods isn't the most realistic role for anybody to play, but whatever, it's acting.
A good actor is a good actor. I don't care if he's from Britain or the U.S.
And what's wrong with getting singled out because you're black?
You said he did well.
Yeah, the movie was great. Get Out was great, but who cares if I walk into a room and people say, you know what? I'm looking for a black guy. That's what I want. Take advantage of that. Damn it. Why have you been doing it for years?
All right, Chris Brown has gotten a win, and that is in the legal battle with his former manager, Mike G. He was trying to seize over $1.5 million in assets. He's saying that Chris Brown owes him some money, and he wants to make sure that he gets his money because Chris Brown spends very lavishly on private jets, anywhere from $50,000 to $200,000 per trip. His spending habits are crazy, but the judge has decided that that's not going to happen. So they're not seizing that money from him. So that was a win for Chris Brown in court.
All right.
And a correction from earlier. We told you about the Netflix special for Dave Chappelle. That's going to be on March 21st. So make sure you set your at-home time for March 21st to watch that on Netflix.
And Awkwafina not dead, right?
No, I said she's on life support.
You know, life support.
Right. She's on that. TMZ actually deleted that story. She is still hanging in there.
Okay.
So they want your prayers right now.
All right.